Welcome to Let's Hear the Word with Cindy, your sanctuary for timeless wisdom and divine inspiration straight from the Bible's pages. I'm Cindy Holmes, your host and guide on this journey of spiritual growth and enlightened understanding. In today's episode, we will read into the profound insights of Proverbs 17, a chapter brimming with wisdom that transcends time. As we explore these sacred biblical verses, we'll reflect on their application not only to our personal development, but also to our entrepreneurial ventures, aligning our paths with God's Word. So grab your favorite note-taking tools and let's immerse ourselves in Proverbs 17's wisdom, discovering together how these ancient teachings can illuminate our modern lives and businesses. Proverbs 17, King James Version, year 1611. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it, whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention, before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Before we start, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts and minds, ready to receive the wisdom you have laid out for us in your word. As we read Proverbs 17th chapter, show us all that we need to know. We ask for your guidance and insight into any empty place in our lives, O Lord. Help us understand the depth of your teachings and how they can illuminate our personal and professional paths. Jesus, grant us humility to embrace silence when words are unnecessary, the courage to speak with wisdom when it's needed, and true spiritual discernment to know the difference. May the principles of forgiveness, joy, integrity, and steadfast friendship we explore today not only enrich our lives, but also empower us to be reflections of your love in everything that we do this week. Bless our discussion, the sharing of ideas, and all communities listening worldwide. May we be inspired to integrate your timeless wisdom into our daily lives as disciples, parents, students, teachers, and entrepreneurs, lifting each other in faith and purpose. We dedicate this time to you, Lord, and ask that you work through us to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Proverbs holds a unique and cherished place within the Bible's wisdom literature. At first glance, it may seem like a collection of concise, almost pithy sayings meant to guide our daily conduct. But upon closer inspection, we uncover layers of profound, timeless wisdom that speak directly to the challenges and opportunities we face today, especially in entrepreneurship. The theme of wisdom in Proverbs is not just intellectual understanding or savvy business sense, though those are indeed valuable. It's a profoundly spiritual wisdom that starts with the fear of the Lord, the most profound respect and reverence for God and His commands. This practical wisdom guides us to make ethical decisions, navigate relationships and parental and kinship responsibilities, and wisely steward resources. For the righteous entrepreneur, this wisdom is invaluable. It provides a foundation to build practices and policies that honor God and serve people. Understanding is another critical theme that goes hand in hand with wisdom. Proverbs teaches us that understanding is about comprehending our actions and decisions' moral and ethical implications. It's an insight into the nature of things, which allows us to navigate complex situations with discernment and integrity. In our businesses, this understanding helps us anticipate challenges, empathize with our customers and colleagues, and pioneer innovative, ethical, practical solutions. The book of Proverbs strongly emphasizes friendship and community. It teaches that virtuous, loyal friends are a treasure, offering support, accountability, and wisdom. In the entrepreneurial journey, such friendships and professional relationships can be lifelines, a ray of hope, sources of inspiration, and sounding boards for new ideas. Cultivating these relationships in alignment with proverbial wisdom can lead to mutual growth and success. Finally, the condition of the heart is a recurring theme throughout Proverbs. Our heart's condition affects our perceptions, decisions, and actions. A heart aligned with God's will and ways leads to a life and business that reflect His goodness, justice, and love. For us as believers, we must ensure that God's wisdom guides our hearts and can transform our every move, including those of businesses, into platforms for positive impact, sources of blessing to our communities and families, and testimony to our faith. In a world that often prizes profit over integrity and competition over kindness, the timeless wisdom of Proverbs offers us a different way, a way of wisdom, understanding, godly friendship, and a heart aligned with God's. As the new week approaches and we explore Proverbs 17 today, let's allow these themes to challenge and inspire us, transforming not just our businesses, but our very lives. In today's fast-paced world, where words are our currency and digital platforms our marketplace, it's easy to get caught up in the noise, lose focus, and have deep misunderstandings, often at the expense of meaningful communication. This brings us to a powerful passage from the Holy Scriptures that feels especially relevant. Proverbs chapter 17, verses 27 and 28. Proverbs 17 verses 27 and 28 powerfully speak to the value of silence and restraint in speech. In this era of digital communication, there is pressure to keep up with trends at the expense of thoughtful, measured communication. Reflect on these verses and ask yourself, how can I apply such wisdom in my professional interactions? As we traverse the landscape of our personal and professional lives, each day presents both opportunities for growth and challenges that test our resilience. Central to our ability to navigate these complexities are virtues like forgiveness and joy, which scriptural wisdom highlights in a profound sense. It's no surprise, then, that Proverbs 17 speaks directly to these. Proverbs 17:9 and 17:22 underscore the importance of forgiveness and maintaining a joyful heart. These aren't just about fostering a positive mindset. They are guiding principles that can transform our interactions, strengthen our relationships, and boost our productivity, both personally and in our business endeavors. Moreover, Proverbs 17 touches on friendship, family, and integrity, virtues essential in building a faith-based business. Have you experienced the power of these principles in your venture? We'd love to hear your stories. Remember, sharing our testimonies can encourage and inspire others in their journeys. Integrating biblical wisdom into business may sound challenging, but it's both achievable and worthwhile. Mentorships and communities, for example, can provide support and encourage spiritual growth. Let's discuss tools and resources that can help us mold our businesses in line with scriptural wisdom. In today's fast-paced and often tumultuous world, the ancient yet timeless teachings of Proverbs offer us a beacon of light. It's clear that the virtues of forgiveness, joy, friendship, family, and integrity not only enrich our personal lives, but are also indispensable in fostering a thriving, faith-based business environment. As we move forward, let us keep these principles close to our hearts, allowing them to guide our decisions and actions. Whether through mentorship, building supportive communities, or other means, embracing and applying these values can lead to not just success in business, but a fulfilling, purpose-driven life. Thank you for joining us today. If you found value in our conversation, please subscribe to our show to ensure you never miss an episode. Don't hesitate to share these insights with friends, family, or colleagues who might also appreciate this unique blend of faith and entrepreneurship. For deeper dives into wisdom and its practical applications, be sure to check out our blog. You'll find the link in the description. Also, follow us on our YouTube channels for even more content. Your presence and eagerness to grow spiritually and professionally are what make our community so vibrant and strong. Let's continue to nurture this spirit of support and share our insights and experiences as we endeavor to manage businesses that are not just successful in the material sense, but also true reflections of our deepest values and beliefs rooted in Jesus Christ. Today, we've unpacked a great deal, from the powerful themes of Proverbs 17 to how we can apply these eternal pieces of wisdom to the modern business landscape. I encourage each of you to take some time for personal reflection on how you can integrate these teachings into your own approach to growth, leadership, and entrepreneurship. We would be delighted to hear your thoughts, answer any questions you may have, or consider your suggestions for future discussions. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will delve into the lessons of Proverbs 18 and uncover more guidance for our daily lives and professional pursuits. May the wisdom of our Lord and Savior guide your path until we meet again. Amen. This is Cindy Holmes, signing off. But before I do, I want to remind you of Sacred Books LLC's mission, propelling personal and professional growth through sacred wisdom. Thank you for listening today to Let's Hear the Word with Cindy. May God bless you in everything that you do this week. Until next time, keep walking in wisdom. Be blessed.